Thank you very much. Brad Allen, thank you very much. Thank you for that nice introduction. Hey, isn't this a wonderful place, this renewed Vets Auditorium? Anyway, I'm glad to be here, and I thank you for the kind introduction. I want to thank the Renewable Fuels Association for inviting me to attend this event. It's truly an exciting time for the renewable fuels industry and for Iowa agriculture. I believe that this is the sixth time I've attended the Renewable Fuels Summit. I spoke at this event last year shortly after I'd been inaugurated as governor, and I attended as a participant, as was mentioned in the introduction, and as an investor in previous years. This event is a great opportunity for the industry to gather, and it's always impressive to see the number of people that come out and the kind of broad base we have support we have here in Iowa. But as a previous speaker mentioned, this industry is under attack at the national level. I even had an interesting meeting last summer with the former governor of Utah, trying to convince him that he was making a tragic mistake by skipping the Iowa caucuses. But he's already out of the race, so I think the voters sent him a real signal. The state of Iowa is number one in ethanol. We're number one in biodiesel. We're number two in wind energy, but that's number two to Texas. And if you look at it per capita, we're number one in that as well. Iowa has been a strong leader in biofuels from the very beginning. And I'm proud to say that I've been a strong supporter and have been there from the beginning. I recall serving in the state legislature back in the 70s, back when we used to call it gasohol. And now, in addition to the name change, a lot of advances and improvements have been made. And we have 41 producing ethanol plants in the state of Iowa and more that are under construction. Renewable fuels industry has been good for Iowa, certainly good for our economy, and good for reducing our dependency on foreign oil. It's been great for agriculture and creating really good jobs in our state's economy all over the state of Iowa. And we are enjoying some profitability. And, of course, we've had times of profitability, and we have times when it's not been profitable. But it's wonderful to have this increased demand for corn that ethanol provides. It's been tremendously helpful to the Iowa economy, and it's a lot more fun to be governor now than it was during the farm crisis of the 80s, I can tell you that. Iowa is clearly an important leader in this area. Last year, our state passed a legislation to position ourselves in anticipation of E15, whenever the EPA finally gets around to acting on this very important issue for our state. One of my goals as governor is to revitalize the economy. We have a very ambitious goal of 200,000 new jobs and raising family incomes by 25%. We've already seen the unemployment rate go down from over 6% to 5.7%, but we know we still have a long ways to go. And we know that renewable fuels industry can help us create many of these good jobs all across the state. We're talking about good-paying jobs that add value to what we produce in agriculture. It adds jobs, but it also adds income to the Iowa economy. And I know that's important to the people that live in town as well as our farmers. In 2011, renewable fuels industry supported 82,000 jobs in the Iowa economy and provided $3.7 billion in household income in our state. The industry had over $6 million in revenue. These numbers are really impressive, and it shows how important this industry is to our state and our state's economy. Together, we can work on our goals of growing the Iowa economy, growing jobs, growing the opportunity for farm income and for family income in our state. It's important that we note that ethanol helps us reduce our dependency on foreign oil, and we still have a long ways to go to get out from under that tremendous influence that foreign oil has. And I thought the previous speaker did a great job of making a strong case for that. I also want to let you know that I rode over here today in an E85 vehicle. And back when I was governor, we started the E85 fleet in the state of Iowa, and we have one of the largest state fleets using E85 vehicles, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have all of the vehicles made in this country flexible fuel vehicles. I believe that that's already the case in Brazil, and Brazil has made dramatic progress. There is currently 141 E85 stations across the state of Iowa, and we will see to it that number continues to grow. The Lieutenant Governor and I both come from farm backgrounds. We have both represented rural legislative districts, and we both recognize that agriculture is critically important to our state's economy, and especially important to have a strong, vibrant, renewable fuels industry that can help fuel the profitability of agriculture. It's really important that part of what we're doing is focusing on revitalizing and renewing rural Iowa and rural America. And I believe that we've only just begun and that the opportunities are great. I feel optimistic, but I also know we have big challenges ahead. We need to be sure that we're ready and that we are ready to correct all the misinformation that comes out of the East Coast and the West Coast and the Wall Street Journal and all the other people that really don't know the facts about ethanol and renewable fuels and how important it is for our nation and for our becoming independent of this foreign oil. So I just want to say thanks for inviting me. I'm proud to be here. I'd be glad to respond to your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. We have some questions. Please go to the mic and tell us your name and speak clearly, please.
Larry Hagerton, Keosauqua. And I've been working in basically as a retired gentleman, but they're doing research and business development, trying to increase biotech jobs in my area of Iowa. In the move as we go in Iowa to greater and greater production of the biofuels and the for the transportation and the industry produced within the state of Iowa, to where you get to the point where we're 100% independent of bringing any kind of energy in from any other state, one step in that toward that goal, I'd like to see the Iowa State Fair be 100% powered by the waste streams that come out of that fair. The manures, the sewage, the municipal solid waste, the paper, cardboard, all that stuff. And bring in these technologies, the companies that develop these bioprocessing units, set them up on the fairgrounds, hook them all up to the line, and have them producing power, and Iowa State Fair be the first state fair in the nation, 100% powered by the waste streams out of the fair. Think we can do it?
Well, thank you for your suggestion. Obviously, I will pass that along to the fair board. The governor is a member. Actually, I have the lieutenant governor representing the governor's office on the fair board. And as you know, the other members are elected by the Association of County Fairs from all over the state of Iowa. But I think that's a great idea. We have a wonderful state fair, and we, through the Blue Ribbon Foundation, have really revitalized it. But I think your idea would be a great way to demonstrate what we're doing and doing it right at a place where we get over 1 million visitors a year. So I'll suggest that to the fair board as something that they should take a look at. And I would also encourage you to see if you can get on the agenda at the fair board and share with them your ideas and where you how you think this could be put together. So thank you.
Governor, I'm Grant Mankey with Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. First, I'd just like to say on behalf of the entire renewable fuels industry, a big thank you to you for signing Senate File 531 into law last spring. That was a huge step for us.
Thank you. I was proud to do that in my first year back. Thank you.
My question for you is, I was just wondering if you could share with us some of the work you're doing with other governors to sort of export our renewable fuels model to other states.
Right. I'm going to be the next chair of the Midwest Governors Association. One of our big focuses is on energy, and we're looking at all kinds of renewable fuels. I'm also co-chair of the coalition on wind energy, And we're trying to get that extended. As you know, that the federal tax credit there expires in a year. Iowa's the leader in terms of that. We also have a lot of manufacturing of component parts for wind turbines and wind blades and all of this sort of stuff in the state of Iowa. So whatever I can do, I've tried to be a strong advocate within the National Governors Association as well as certainly in the Midwest governors. And I was one of the founders of the renewable fuel of the Governor's Ethanol Coalition way back when I was governor before. So if you have suggestions of other things that you think we can do with the other states, please don't hesitate to let me know, because this is one of my real passions.
We've got one more question back here, it looks like.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm Peter Shernian with KFMG Radio here in Des Moines. I also do a show called Green City about sustainability issues.
Yes.
One of the things that the state of Iowa used to grow, which was significant for our nation's Defense Department, was hemp for rope. Hemp produces three times of the amount of oil for biodiesel production and biomass compared to soybeans. And the question is, also part of that, Iowa State University created a GMO version of hemp that has no THC in it. And the question is, why are we not growing hemp for biodiesel, especially the Iowa State University's new creation, in addition to soybeans? This seems like a logical addition to a good product, biodiesel.
Well, if there's profitability in it, I would imagine Iowa farmers would be willing to look at that. I would also say that I'm really excited about Stephen Leith being the new president of Iowa State, because he comes from a research background. That's what he did down in North Carolina. And I think he's going to be a great advocate for the whole biosciences investment and research in that area. And so that might be an issue also to take up with Iowa State. But I would think that, like you say, if you have something that doesn't have the controlled substance issues, that is genetically modified, and it can indeed produce a significant benefit in that area for biodiesel. I guess it all depends upon how much is what the profitability is. Right now, soybeans are pretty darn profitable. So I guess you have to have something that's going to be as profitable as soybeans if you're going to ask people to change their rotation.
Thank you.
So even for the gentleman before that was talking about the state fair, just to make him more comfortable, I'm sure that a lot of that used frying oil that comes out of the state fair makes its way into the biodiesel and engines.
Exactly.
So
that's
we're already on that path. So with no more questions, of course, Governor Terry Branstad's a severe friend of ours. We appreciate it, and we thank him so much. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.